How frustrated are you after, I suppose, Friday night's defeat?
Look, obviously it's frustrated. Obviously, look, it's not just Friday either. It's going on a few weeks. And look, we just need to react again tomorrow. Look, that's the one good thing about having games coming thick and fast. You've no time to feel sorry for yourself. You have to pick yourself up and go again. And hopefully tomorrow night we can get that win we've been looking for.
Is it too simple to say it's a luck thing? You need your luck to change. You need to get that one win under your belts and things will turn around.
Yeah, look, you could be using it as an excuse too, and I wouldn't use it as an excuse that it's luck. But obviously, luck plays a part without a doubt, but wouldn't be using that as an excuse either. Look, everyone knows we need to do better. And hopefully tomorrow we can rectify that and go out and put in a good performance and take home 3 points.
You have been unlucky though, a couple of annoying goals conceded, even Conor McCormack getting sent off Friday for what seemed like a very harsh second yellow.
Yeah, it looked harsh, yeah. Look, as I said now, look, you can go on about these things, but to be fair, I'd rather focus on tomorrow and focus on the positives and try and get fellas going for tomorrow and, as I say, put a lot of things right tomorrow that haven't been going our way over the last few weeks. And that's the main thing. We just need to pick ourselves up and put in a good performance and try and get 3 points.
Like, this is the lowest ebb you've had since you've come in as a management team. I mean, like, what are the challenges facing you?
To turn it around, to get a win, score a few goals. All those challenges, which are, as you said, it's the first time it's happened. It's new. We're not used to it. Players aren't used to it. But look, as I said, that's still not... It's not good enough on our behalf, to be honest. We know we have to do better. Players, staff, everyone has to do better, and hopefully tomorrow now, with a good session there this morning, hopefully tomorrow we can put right a few things.
What's the atmosphere been like in the camp for a team that's been, I suppose, been so used to winning all these years and competing now to be at the bottom end of the table? I mean, what's the
The atmosphere has been fairly good, to be fair. Look, you try and stay as positive as you can. You have to be positive, and obviously coming home in the bus the night was fairly quiet. But look, the journey doesn't help, but look, that's part of it too. You have to, and that's what I'd be saying earlier, that something about the games coming thick and fast. You've no time to feel sorry for yourself. You've no choice but to pick yourself up and get going again. And that's where tomorrow night will be doing it. And then obviously we've another game coming thick and fast again Friday. So, but generally the atmosphere has been quite good. We've a lot of experienced lads in there, and a lot of fellas that have probably been through something like this in previous times. So they've been helping out with the younger lads, and look, everyone's been positive, to be fair.
And as a management team, are you feeling the pressure?
No, look, geez, obviously it's not a position you want to be in, to be under pressure to win games. And look, we're always under pressure to win games since we've come in anyway. It was just lucky enough we were winning games, and no, we're not winning games as frequently as we'd like. But look, you have to deal with that too. That comes with it. Take the good with the bad. I always say, when you win things, as we've won things in the past, you don't get too carried away. And you don't get too down when it's like this as well. You have to keep a fairly level head in it, and that's generally what we've been trying to do.
And with all due respect to Finn Harps, I mean, like, they're bottom of the table, 3 points all season. If you want to get a win tomorrow night, that's probably the team to play.
Well, hopefully we'll be saying the same after now. But yeah, look, we had a good win up there earlier in the year, but Finn Harps is never easy, to be fair. Look, Ollie and Hegsy and them up there will have them well organised, and look, they're scrapping for points too, as we are, so we've no doubt it'll be a tough game. And we did a few things this morning, worked on a few things, and hopefully we can put in a performance, do well, play with a bit of high intensity, back to what we were good at, a bit of high intensity, but show a bit of character. And I was going to use another word there, but I can't. But show a bit of character and come out fighting and try and get that 3 points.
They got a good point on Friday as well, so their tails are going to be up.
They did, and it was a penalty for them later on in the game as well, that they got an equaliser, Sligo got an equaliser with, so they might feel hard done by there. They probably thought they should have had the 3 points, but... Look, we just have to concentrate on ourselves and get our boys going for tomorrow. And we know that we need to put in a performance, and the players know need to put in a performance. And we need to get back to playing with a good high intensity and a bit of attacking football, and hopefully create a few chances and score a few goals.
And just from the point of view of getting the team ready, it must be frustrating to have a game on Monday after the trip to the Brandywell on Friday.
Yeah, but that's what getting back to that earlier, I think you're better off, especially things that you need. I know, look, it's a short turnaround for players, but you need to get back at it. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Sometimes a week is a long time. I know it gives fellas a chance to recover and stuff, but you know, and I feel you need to just pick yourself up, get going again. You can't sit down, feel sorry for yourself and wait for other people to turn around. You got to look at yourself and get going again, and that's generally what we've been trying to do.
What's the message to the supporters, Sean, considering, like, I suppose the form at the moment?
Look, we know it's not, everyone knows here that it's not been good enough, to be fair, and look, we just got to... The support has been unbelievable since we've come in, to be fair. And look, I can understand supporters' frustrations too. I'd be lying if I said otherwise. So, look, we know there's a good group here. There's look, there's a lot of staff here that have been involved in the last 5-6 years. There's a good group of players, good players that have been brought in. So look, we know that we've got to turn it around. Mm. Players know that. We know we're under no illusions that it's not good enough, and that's all we can do. Keep working as hard as we have been, and hopefully tomorrow we can get off to a good start and get 3 points.
3 suspended though for tomorrow night, which means chopping and changing, which isn't ideal when you want to start getting back to winning wins.
It's not. But look, you have to take that as well. Look, that happens. It's football. That happens. It's pointless me sitting here moaning about that, because these things come along to every team. So you just got to put faith in the lads that will be playing and concentrate on them for tomorrow, and hopefully they go out. And look, everyone knows hasn't been good enough. So a bit of fresh legs, players playing for places. You know, which comes with it as well. Some fellas probably think they should be given a chance earlier. So look, tomorrow's a good chance for them, and good chance for the boys that were playing Friday, that'll be playing tomorrow, to put things right.
And fingers crossed, a win to transform, I suppose, the atmosphere in the dressing room and the terraces as well.
Exactly, and around the whole city. Obviously, look, everyone deserves a win. Players, staff, supporters, club, everyone deserves a win. Everyone deserves 3 points, and everyone's fighting for the same thing, and that's what we need. And hopefully tomorrow might give fellas a bit of confidence and take it from there. But as I say, we won't be looking past tomorrow.